Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Nevin Maguire with the Board Beer Quality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The quality mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board Beer quality standards, verified at every stage.
Nevin, is it yourself?
How are you?
I'm very well. No one looks like you, and therefore I knew it was you.
There's only one of me.
There's only one of you.
Thank God.
No, that's all. We only need one of you, as long as it is you.
Well, thank you.
Welcome, my friend. Before we get into Lent and all that next week, or not Lent, I beg your pardon, before we get into Good Friday and all of that.
Easter's only around the corner.
Easter's only around the corner. And all of that. What have you got for me today?
I have got two pasta recipes, but some a little bit different. Instant meatballs with some light kale, or you can use spinach with penne, and then I've got a lovely kind of a fish recipe, and it's smoked haddock with some broccoli, one of your favourite ingredients, and a pasta called conchiglione. Say it, Martin.
Conchiglione.
I love it.
Okay. I'll have some conchiglione with my cannelloni and my bottle of Pellegrini and whatever else.
And a Barola.
Whatever else.
Oh, no. What's your favourite wine?
Well, if you say Chianti, because it's
an
wine.
Yeah, of course.
But no, Ripasso.
Ripasso, that's you.
That's my favourite.
That's you.
So, what have you got?
And a big bowl of tiramisu. Anyway,
I don't believe I'm going to say the sentence, but tell me all about your meatballs. What have you got?
I'll keep a straight face.
What have you got there?
So, these are instant meatballs. So are you thinking of mince? No, we're actually making them with sausages. We're doing some nice sausages. Now, I've made these before, and in the recipe it says sun-dried tomatoes and basil sausage, but I like the leek sausage or a spring onion, something like that. I've done these before.
All right.
So what you do, you remove the skin that's in the sausages, and you shape them into tiny little meatballs. Okay, so you're removing the coating that's in the casing.
The casing.
Yeah, and you're making your own little meatballs. So the butcher has done the work for you. They've made their lovely sausages. Your local butcher. Yes.
Doesn't James Whedon make that?
Absolutely. He's a great butcher. He's fantastic.
He's
great. His love and passion for food. And, you know, I remember recording him, could be maybe 4 or 5 years ago, down on his farm, down in Tipperary, visiting his shop, meeting his lovely mum, you know. But his passion, my God, you know, when you record someone, Marty, you've done it, and you just listen to him. You don't even interrupt. He just goes. He just does it straight through.
Because it's in him. It's just who he is.
You either have it or you don't.
It's lovely when you meet people like that.
It's incredible. So that's his sausages.
Yeah.
So you take off the kind of like casing, you shape them into sausages, and then what you do in
sausages.
Yeah, they are. Shape them into little meatballs.
You can't shape them into sausages.
Thank you.
Because that'd be putting them back in.
No, you're right.
It'd be very hard to do.
I tell you, that's impossible.
Without machinery.
How do you get the fig into the fig rolls?
Exactly. So that won't work.
Anyway, on a large pan.
Okay,
you heat some rapeseed.
Let's recap. Taking them out of the yolk.
Yes, out of the casing.
Yes, and they're now sitting there waiting for
They're sitting there. You shape them into the tiny little meatballs.
Yes.
So say out of one sausage, you're going to get three meatballs. Tiny.
Okay.
They're small now. They're not big, okay? So what we do, so that's six sausages that we're working off, and that will serve, say, about four people, roughly thereabouts. Heat your pan, some rapeseed oil, and you're going to seal off your sausages just either side for about 2 to 3 minutes. It's a really quick recipe, this. Then what you're going to do is you're going to put in some toasted pine nuts. You're going to put in a little bit of kale, or you can use baby spinach, or you can use some nice sprouting broccoli, which we're going to talk about. If you're putting broccoli into it, I'd par cook it in boiling water or steam it for about maybe 2 minutes.
What about kale?
So it's par cooked. Kale is lovely. There's the Tuscan kale, Carnavero Nero, which I've said in the recipe.
Yes,
it's a long kale. Originates, I think, in Italy. We can grow it really well in Ireland.
Do you grow that in your place?
Oh, yeah, we do, yeah.
I think you told me this.
You're right. And then we also grow a Russian kale, and then we grow your regular kale. So three different varieties.
We're not having that. We're having the other one.
No, exactly. And you will stick to that. So we will. Well said.
Yeah.
So that all goes into the pan. So there's kind of no dressing or sauce. The star of the show is that lovely the sausages. You could put in some pesto. You could mix it with some tomato sauce or a little bit of chopped tomatoes. I don't. I think it's a very clean, very quick recipe.
Well, you see, we've got a sausage that's sun-dried tomato one.
I agree.
You've already got your flavour.
Yeah, you have.
So like,
that's
why?
That's it. You don't want to overcomplicate
it. You don't need to dress it up. No.
I've said penne pasta, but this would be lovely with spaghetti. So whatever kind of pasta, you cook it in a big pot of boiling water.
Not mad about a penne
with
pasta.
With salt. Are you not? Okay, interesting. Yeah. What would be your favourite?
I think spaghetti is a lighter pasta always.
That's a very good point.
Yeah, find a penne pasta kind of...
Yeah.
You're digging into this thing and it's going around your mouth for an hour. You know, I like something that's lighter when it comes to... Because Italian meals can be quite filling.
Yes, you're right.
So you've all this
meat... That's a very good point that you've just said there. I think spaghetti would be actually really, really nice.
Yeah, it's light.
Just for your listeners, it does for the recipe, say a penne. penne, but spaghetti is lovely, and the kids will love it, so they will.
Yeah,
so you have your lovely sausages, pine nuts, they're optional, have them toasted. It's a very quick, truthfully, this is ready in 10-15 minutes, genuinely now. And a little bit of grated parmesan, you mix it all together with the spaghetti, which you'd rather. Penne pasta will take longer to cook. And you can get lovely fresh egg pasta now,
yes,
but you just cook for 2 to 3 minutes, and it's delicious.
No,
it's soft,
perfect,
silky, it's so delicious, so it is.
No, that's lovely.
And it's a one pan dish, and just serve the grated parmesan cheese, kale, yes or no, frozen peas, mix it up.
But it's all there in the one dish.
It is, it's a lovely quick wee recipe.
That's lovely. Meantime, there's a fish waiting.
Yes. Smoked haddock. So we spoke about this lady, Sally Barnes. She's based down in Cork.
Yes.
She does the most beautiful, naturally smoked haddock. I recorded with her for one of my shows, and the way she brines it, it's all wild haddock she does, and all wild fish she does, by the way, too, including salmon. She's a marvellous woman. Her passion, she's one of the food icons for me in Ireland. I really admire this lady. She's never changed. She's always a consistent product. You can buy her products online. So what you're looking for, you go to your fish monger, natural smoked haddock. Okay, so we're using a pasta called conchiglione, so that needs to be cooked.
He sounds like a fella now, he'd be hanging around with Robert De Niro, doesn't he?
He might be.
Conchiglione.
He might be.
I was like, I'm glad you'd see him once upon a time.
You're right. What's your name? Conchiglione.
Oh, it is, of course.
So, yeah, okay. You par cook your pastas, that means it's not fully cooked, so you blanch it off in boiling salted water. Conchiglione is a big, huge pasta shell, and this specific variety is made outside Naples, so it's what we call a bronze dye. So what does a bronze dye mean? It means that the pasta, which is made with flour and just a little touch of oil, maybe some salt, not always eggs by the way, is pushed through a big brass plate. That's what bronze dye means. How would I know that? I actually met one of the producers. So it's a really, really specific region outside Naples where it all started. So it's pushed through with serious pressure, and it gives a texture. So it gives a little bit of texture on the pasta.
And is it very unusual?
No. You can get it. No, it's not very unusual at all. See the lovely little lines in pasta? That's what a bronze dye pasta is.
I see.
Yeah, creates and it catches the sauce.
Okay.
The Italians, as you know, are so clever.
Mm.
So this is a dried pasta, so you do need to power cook it. Then what we're going to do is we're going to put a little bit of bacon. You love this.
Mm.
Smoked rashers. Cut into nice little pieces. We call them lardons. You cook them off with some garlic, a little bit of oil. Then into that we're going to put in some cream, or you can use some creme fraiche. I'm using cream.
This is lovely.
Whole grain mustard. Now your smoked haddock cut into bite-sized pieces. So what's a bite-sized piece? A nice big generous chunk. That's the word of the smoked haddock. That goes into the pan. Then your pasta, which you've blanched off, so it's all mixed through. And then, Marty, you're going to put in some baby spinach, the juice and zest of some lemon, some chives if you want it. That's not essential. You could even put in some pesto, but that all goes in there, Marty. Whole grain mustard, I like it in this, and it works really well with smoked haddock.
Yeah, and whole grain mustard
in the recipe, it says a heap tablespoon. If you're not a lover of it, a teaspoonful is enough. It does work well with this, honestly it does.
Sure.
I like mustard, I don't love it, but I like it in certain things. It can overpower a dish, but you have that smoky bacon, you have that smoked haddock, the natural smoked haddock, which means it's undyed, I should have said that. So it's a lovely natural cold smoke, usually is what the smoked haddock is done. And then you actually mix everything together with your broccoli, which is your favourite, and then the conchiglione into a nice big dish, into the oven. And that will take about maybe 15-20 minutes at 180. So really all you're doing is just kind of heating it through. But it doesn't even need to go into the oven. You can do it on the pan, so you can. And just finish it all through. You'd have to fully cook your pasta, toss it in, and then you have your smoked haddock and all that.
Oh,
you know, a nice big skillet pan, something like that would work well.
But that just sounds so gorgeous.
Are you a fan of smoked haddock?
Yeah, I like it.
I do like it.
Yeah. And even if you weren't a fan of haddock necessarily, the smoking of it gives it that flavoursome element.
And
it's lovely and tasty.
You're right, the flavoursome, you've hit the nail on the head.
Gorgeous.
And I think the whole combination, the bacon, you can eat the bacon out, don't have broccoli, you can put in peas. So I always say recipes are guidelines, whatever you like, you know, so substitute it, don't be afraid
to do
that.
That's very true. Okay, so it's instant meatballs with cavolo nero and penne, or spaghetti.
Good man.
And smoked haddock with tender stem broccoli, spinach, and conchiglione. They've got it down here as chigli, I see, conchiglione. But anyway, the point is this. We need something Italian.
Okay.
Because you're going meatballs.
Absolutely.
And you're going conchiglione.
Yeah. Pasta.
Pasta.
Is there a song called Pasta Pasta?
Probably, but I don't know it. But there is.
There's not many you don't know.
You told me where that pasta comes from.
Yeah.
Where?
Naples.
When the moon hits your eye, That's Amore.
Ah,
that's Amore, because the opening line is super. In Napoli. Wouldn't that be the good one?
That's super.
Okay, that's
thank
it.
You.
That's it, and we have
you
plans. We have Naples plans on this very program.
You're a wealth of knowledge. What are you?
I don't know about that, but I've got a bit. But the thing is, this is a good plug for Naples, which we will be endeavouring to arrive in.
I'm not jealous. I'm not jealous.
No, you go off to Portugal. Don't be minding us. Now, so it's instant meatballs, cavolo nero penne, smoked haddock, tender stem broccoli, spinach, and cuglie. Thanks, Nevin. I'll talk to you
thanks
next week.
You. You enjoy your trip.
I'm even dreaming of it as a speak.
I know you are.
I am.
With a glass of wine.
Absolutely. A small
a
glass, of course.
Yeah,
a small
course.
Glass of an evening.
And a straw.
That's
yeah.
right. That's right. God bless. Now, say phone to McNeans.
Nevin Maguire with the Board Beer Quality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The Quality Mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board Beer quality standards, verified at every stage.
Here's what they say.